you're actually a sea captain who's had adventures battling these pirates. Tell me more.
Well, I generally what I have to do is take ships out of corrupt foreign ports and get them into international waters so I can give them back to their owners or their mortgagees. So that's, in a nutshell, what I do.
So you're like a modern-day Robin Hood of the seas.
Yeah, well, I mean, in a way, I suppose, although it's a commercial enterprise. I wouldn't call myself a Robin Hood. I get paid for what I do.
Right. Well, tell me about the book. I mean, how did you get around to making this book?
Well, actually, you know, I've been a writer for a long time. I went to the University of Iowa, a writer's workshop, and writing isn't a new thing for me. But I wrote another book previous to this about my ship captain adventures. So it was just seemed kind of a natural sort of thing to reduce this to writing.
Well, I think it's really an interesting book. It's called Seized, and I love that. And I hear this may go to film. We may be able to see this as a movie.
Yes, I just had a good long conference call last night with the producers, Tony Eldridge of Lone Tree, and Joni and Keith of Point Blank Productions. And they just got through doing a movie with Peter Weir directing, and Ed Harris and Colin Farrell called The Way Back. So they picked up this project, and we're moving forward with it.
So it'll be called The Good Pirate?
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by your book?
Right.
Well, tell me about some of the ways that you've had to go and get these ships back.
Well, I've used a lot of different tricks. It's, of course, I have to use trickery. I can't use force. The people on these ships, the guards and the crews and so on, they, you know, they're just working men. They haven't done anything wrong. So, unfortunately, even if they're willing to use violence against me, I can't use it against them. So I have to use trickery. I've bribed guards to get off ships. I've hired, you know, ladies of the night to go on board and convince the crewmen that they were, you know, going to have a good time and take them off the ship. I try to avoid doing anything that would harm them, and so I just try to get them off in any way I can. Sometimes I'll try to, if it's a crew, I'll try to suborn them. I'll tell them, look, your owner's not paying you. He's stolen the ship. He's not paying his mortgage. If you help me get the ship out of port, my client will get you your back wages.
Oh,
that's sometimes quite effective.
Oh, how cool. I mean, it just sounds so mysterious and so cool, but I'm sure there's an element of fear there. There has to be.
Oh, a large element of fear.
Yeah.
Terror, actually.
Because, I mean, that's pretty scary stuff.
It can be.
But you're a tough guy. You have got such a cool past. You've been an airplane pilot, a lawyer, high school teacher, writer, adventurer, and a sea captain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so cool. Now, is this your first book?
No. I wrote a textbook on ship ownership some years ago called Deadweight, and then I wrote a book about being a ship captain. And the title of the book is Freighter Captain, and that was about 10 years ago.
Okay. And you live in New Orleans. Is that home?
Yes. I grew up in South Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how cool for you. So you've been doing this for quite some time, what, 15 years?
Well, probably a little bit longer, except not full-time, obviously. First time I ever stole a ship out of port without a clearance was about over 20 years ago.
Now, what made you get into that, getting these ships back?
Well, I was a ship captain, and I refused to allow a corrupt shore party to steal my ship. So I stole it out without a clearance, and then I kind of got a reputation for being somebody who'd be willing to do that. And there's really not anybody else who's doing it, so ship owners would turn to me when they got in trouble.
I think that is so cool, and I can't wait to see the movie. That's just going to be so exciting. Now, do you have a website?
Yes, it's maxhardberger.com.
Okay. And
there's links on the website to the various booksellers who are selling the book.
And it's called Seized, A Sea Captain's Adventures, Battling Scoundrels and Pirates While Recovering Stolen Ships in the World's Most Troubled Waters. Max, what has been the scariest waters you've been in?
Probably in overall terms, probably Venezuela is the scariest country. Most of these countries I can, the governments are so poorly organized, like Haiti and so on, that I feel like I can operate fairly freely. But I just came back from Venezuela quite recently from an operation, and Venezuela is such a tightly controlled country and with roadblocks everywhere and so on. So I would say Venezuela is the scariest jurisdiction I know of in that I operate in.
How exciting for you. And I'm sure your family's always relieved when you get home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Surprise sometimes.
Well, yeah. Well, you're living such an exciting life and doing such good things, and I just am so excited to talk to you. I'm so into the whole idea of pirates and all this, and of course that's because we've seen all these movies, with Captain Jack Sparrow and all these kind of things. But I encourage everybody to get the book, check out your website, wait for the movie. Thank you so much, Captain.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir, and be careful, okay?
I will.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Bye now.